Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla, your host. Our topic today is lazy things we all do. The video today is that a YouTuber lists several things that she's always lazy doing. If you are interested in this topic, you can go watch it and see how many of your lazy habits are on the list. I'm also a lazy person. I sleep in on weekends, watch videos all day, and procrastinate the computer updates for as long as I can. I guess laziness is just human nature. I feel relaxed when I get to be lazy and do nothing. My opinion is that if we all try our best when we are working, then we earn the right to be lazy on weekends. Don't you think? Okay, let's get into our sentence today. The sentence is, here's the issue with computer updates, right? Is they give me the opportunity to procrastinate on the silver platter. How are you going to expect me, to make the right decision when you're so easily presenting me with an option to do this task tomorrow? Okay, let's read the sentence one more time, this time a little bit slower. Here's the issue with computer updates, right? Is they give me the opportunity to procrastinate on the silver platter. How are you gonna expect me, to make the right decision when you are so easily presenting me with an option to do this task tomorrow? Now, let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first vocabulary is issue. Issue 是名词,问题. 例句是, they are discussing the major issue of campus security in the conference room. 他们在会议室内讨论重大的校园安全问题。 所以这个issue可以是一种问题, 那我们可以去讨论,或是议题,我们可以去辩论。 之前也常常听到人家讲全球暖化议题, 这个议题就是issue, global warming issue. 另外呢, 当你听到人家讲have issues, 这个have issues的意思又跟issue本身问题不太一样。 Have issues是对什么事情有问题或 意见分歧的情况。 例句会是, Kelly dumped her boyfriend because he has some issues with her friends. 凯莉跟她的男朋友分手因为她跟她的朋友不和。 这个Kelly的男朋友对Kelly的朋友可能有一些意见, 导致Kelly跟她的男朋友分手了。 别人都是重色轻友, 这个Kelly是重友轻色呢。 好,下一个字是issue。 当issue作为动词的时候是发行发布的意思。 例句会是, He is forced to issue a statement about the tragic accident for the company. 他被迫要为公司发布一则有关那场悲惨事故的声明。 这个issue呢,是用来表示你正式公布某一件事情, 正式发表某一个东西。 接下来第二个单字是update。 Update当动词用,是更新的意思。 像电脑更新就是computer updates。 那update做例句时可以看到, The updated version of the software is better and more efficient than the old one. 这个软体更新后的版本比旧的版本还要好用,也更有效率。 那有一个片语跟update非常像, 叫做up to date。 Up to date是现代的,最近的意思。 例句会是, The first thing Kelly does is to keep herself up to date with the latest gossip. 凯莉做的第一件事就是去掌握所有最新的八卦。 所以up to date通常用来表示你要资讯是最现在,最新的版本。 第三个字是procrastinate. Procrastinate是动词,延迟,耽搁的意思。 例句是, I always procrastinate when it comes to homework. 我总是拖延做功课这件事。 Procrastinate呢,是用来表示你必须要做某件事, 但是你拖延,延迟去做这件事情的时候。 那因为可能有太多procrastinate的人, 所以呢,英文单字有一个叫procrastinator, 就是名词,拖延的人,拖延症的人,有拖延症的人。 那procrastinator 的例句是 I never study until the night before finals because I'm a procrastinator. 大家身边是不是也有许多 procrastinator 呢？那最后一个字是 procrastination。Procrastination 是 procrastinate 的名词，意思是拖延的意思。例句会是 There's no time for procrastination. We need to decide right now. 没有时间拖了，我们现在就要决定。拖延某件事情总是让你之后更有压力。So, do your homework, don't procrastinate. 今天最后一个字是 on the silver platter. On the silver platter 是轻易得手、拱手相让的意思。它的例句是 If we sell our share in the company now, we're handing the ownership to them on the silver platter. 如果我们现在卖出公司的股份，我们等于是拱手相让出公司的所有权给他们。那这个 silver platter 的 platter 呢，是名词，大浅盘的意思，也通常是椭圆形的。例句是 They put 5 kinds of cheese on a wooden platter. 他们在木质浅盘上放了五种乳酪。所以这个 platter 呢，跟 plate 其实是很像的东西，只是 platter 是 specifically 在讲比较浅的大盘子。Well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed today's pronunciation challenge. Please feel free to ask questions in the comments below or answer the question I asked at the beginning of the video. Bye-bye!